The COVID-19 pandemic has brought huge changes to the workforce, with many people adapting to the challenges and opportunities of working from home. ADP Canada has just released its latest Workplace Insights survey, which explores the long-term implications of remote work and how it has impacted each generation differently. Megha Makkum is Senior Human Resource Business Advisor at ADP Canada. I reached her in Toronto. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why was it important to study remote work and how it's impacted each generation differently?
So I think the purpose of this study was really just to provide timely and relevant insights on trends in the Canadian workforce. We really began monitoring the impact of the pandemic last year, and we've been regularly tracking pandemic-related trends and the various impacts that it has had on Canadian workplaces since then. So it was just really to, you know, learn about how the pandemic has impacted everything from productivity and quality of work to stress levels and the number of hours worked each week.
Right. So who is most likely to want to return to work?
I think the survey revealed some interesting findings about return to work, most notably that Gen Z remote workers were really excited, at least 36% of them, to return to the physical office, followed closely by the millennial remote workers, which was 34%. However, this excitement seemed to taper off with age, with only 29% of Gen X and 26% of baby boomers that were looking forward to returning to the office.
So why do you think the response differs with age?
I really think in terms of across the age groups, we found that it was interesting for the Gen Z workers to return to work because they prefer or value face-to-face interactions. They may believe that working remotely may hinder their career development, while others in more established roles may be thriving with remote work.
Did stress levels play any kind of role here?
Absolutely. I think that was one of the areas that all the generations seemed to agree upon was the stress levels, with around 4 in 10 respondents across all age groups noting an increase in stress levels as a result of the pandemic.
What about productivity when it came to working remotely?
Yeah, so there were some differences in terms of the productivity as well. So some key findings that we did find was the Gen X and baby boomer remote workers were the most likely to report their productivity increased, with 46 and 47% respectively, noting a bump in productivity since working remotely.
What can we learn from this pandemic and imposed and change to how we work?
I think so much has changed in the past year, including the way we work and the way we interact with each other. I think what the survey, the findings that we found was really a support, a call to action for employers to adjust how we communicate with and support each generation of the workforce. A blanket approach simply does not work when it comes to navigating remote work. So I think it's important to identify these generational differences and just really open the conversation with each employee's experience when developing, you know, supportive programs or initiatives in the workplace. I think it's really necessary. I think this has given us a good perspective and idea of like a new world generation. And I think it's really important to have those conversations with your employees when trying to develop any programs or initiatives while helping your employees return back to work and working remotely as well.
Megha Makkum, Senior Human Resources Business Advisor at ADP Canada. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure.